Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Dr. Bill Nolte, the superintendent of Haywood County Schools. I'm a former host of this program, and usually I get interviewed, but today I get to host it again, and I get to interview the regular host, Assistant Superintendent Jill Barker. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Nolte. You want your old job back?
Not this one. Not this job.
Okay.
Now, if you ask my wife if I can be a principal again, she would probably say yes, but that's another story.
But not the podcast. Okay.
Not the podcast. So
all right.
Today we want to talk a little bit about our academic performance and, you know, 2020-21 was an unusual year that we hope we never, ever have again, even though this one's starting out sort of sketchy, as my kids would say. So let's just talk about, you know, what the year was like. What was the schedule like? It was an unusual year.
It was a very unusual year. Listeners, we started out the academic year last year fully remote. Every student in our district, we were remote. And after that, after we started bringing kids back in, our elementary kids in October, our secondary kids were on, week off until March. We had kids that were all remote last year. And without going into the details of that, we had a lot of schedule changes. We had a lot of kids in different schedules throughout the year. And I think it's important to note, you know, when looking at the data, but I will tell you that our teachers and our administrators and all of our support staff throughout all those schedules believed in our kids and knew that that was not going to be a lost year academically. We taught with a sense of urgency in the worst of situations, and you said the whole time, Dr. Nolte, we would do better than most, and we did.
That's right, because we intended to.
We did intend to.
That's right.
And our expectations remained high for our students because we know they only have so many days in that grade, so many minutes, and I think we're proud of the work we did. It was not perfect. It was not a perfect year, but I think we can all put our heads down, and teachers, pat yourself on the back that you did a good job.
So the year prior to that, okay,
yes.
1920, there weren't a lot of state assessments and stuff like that. It was, so tell us about last year. What did that look like in terms of data that we were able to collect?
Yeah, so in March of 2020, you know, we usually, you know, test most of our subjects in May, and so we just did not test in 2020. There was no data. We had some high school data from the fall, but we just did not have testing. So this past year, we actually did all of our end of grade, all of our end of course tests. We tested ACT. We tested work keys. All of the tests that we normally would test, we did. And we're very proud of our principals and our kids for coming in and testing, even if they were remote. Participation rate is a huge component of our accountability model, and all of our participation rates were above 95%. Most of our students, regardless of their schedule last year, came in and tested. And that was powerful for us, not because we're like, oh yes, you know, we want to achieve this score and this. We needed to see where our kids were. They did not have any kind of summative assessment in March of in 2020. So it was very important to us to get these kids in and see the impact of our instruction and where they are.
That's right. Data is important, and you can't learn the next thing unless you know where you are right now. So,
and I just want to say, too, it's hard for our principals. We're looking at this data right now because some of them have done this for so long. They want to compare it 2 years before and try to draw trend data. And, you know, we've looked at some of that, but you can't compare that. You really can't.
I think the only thing we can say is during a year, complete year of pandemic, here's how we stacked up, and we'll talk about this later, with other people who had a pandemic year. But to compare it to a year where we didn't have COVID-19 it doesn't make any sense. It was strange. So, what were our expectations of gathering the data and using the data and our expectations as we went into this?
You know, our expectations always, we've talked about this, Dr. Nolte, was we had no time to waste all year. Like, we have got to do this quick. We've got to get computers out. We've got to get instruction started. We've got to go, 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 go. because we knew that there was going to be a lot of lost learning time regardless of what we did. But our expectations really for our principals were to just continue teaching these grade level standards, like I said, with a sense of urgency. And then when we get the results, we need to dive deep, which is what we're in the process of doing right now, to see where our students really are. We're doing some more formative assessments across the board in reading and math. We're trying to avoid a ton of remediation with our kids and instead try to accelerate our kids to grade level. We don't need to spend chunks of time remediating when that will get our kids farther behind at this point. So yeah, it's really a mindset shift.
Yeah, and before we go on, you know, with the second half of the podcast here, our expectations across the board, from brand new employees to the board, were this is not, you've said this many times, not a wasted year.
Mm-mm.
When we come back in person, we're going 5 days a week. We know other people only went four or didn't go at all. We will continue to do training. We will continue to try to improve our skills. And it's for the students, you know. Don't let this year get wasted. So anyway, that was a more general expectation.
We're proud of that. We are proud of that because we do have the data to prove that we did not waste our year.
Yeah.
Just in the Western region alone, Dr. Nolte, I do think it's important to be transparent and tell our listeners every district in the state their composite drop last year. Of 115 districts, everyone dropped. In the Western region, ours dropped the least. We did drop 8 points in our composite, but that was the least in our whole region. And I hadn't looked at it all across the state, but to say you're proud of that feels weird, but we're proud of it. It could have been detrimental if we'd not done the right things by kids.
Yeah, our students will forever have an advantage. So how do we use the results we just got?
So, you know, right now we're in the process of just still distributing. You know, principals have seen overall data and overall district data. We are going out to schools in the next couple of weeks. I am with some CNI staff, and we're working on just trying to get some data to them, specific data that they need to move forward. They're asking for that, just doing a deep data dive and trying to figure out our acceleration efforts all the way across the board to make sure students continue to graduate on time, to ensure that they're still receiving grade level instruction. And so that's just where we are. We think this data is some of the most important data that we have received, and it's been good to see it, and it felt good that it looked pretty good too.
It really did. It's like taking an assessment, you know, after a storm comes through. You know, how did you fare after the storm? You know, and we've been in a storm. The whole world has. And we came out of this much better off than a lot of people. And it's because our people went to work.
They did.
And our students, for the most part, came to school. And the ones that came did a lot better. They just did. And don't have time for those details. So, you know, real quickly here at the end, how'd we do?
Yeah, so, you know, there are 115 districts in the state. We finished 10th. In the state.
We were about 20th before.
Yeah.
Two years ago.
We were. And I know, Dr. Nolte, we've been as high as 11th in the state
right. In
normal times. So we were 10th in the state, which is very telling of the work that our people did. They really propelled themselves forward in the worst of times. So I think that's what we're proud of. It's hard to really celebrate and want to get out and dance and sing right now because we're tired. But we have encouraged our people, like, you have got to tell your staff and embrace them and thank them for these kids, because what they did is really remarkable.
Yeah, it's remarkable. We've encouraged our principals to celebrate. Every school has something to celebrate. We had 20 areas where our schools were in the top 20 out of 115 districts. So anyway, celebrate and then get back to work. All right, everyone, thank you for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Hope everyone has a great day and a safe day.